Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Venice Beach. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, October 20th. You'll be interested to know, 222 years ago, today, in 1803, the United States Senate ratified the Louisiana Purchase, completing a continental expansion that doubled the nation's territory. The agreement secured vital port access and opened vast lands for settlement and commerce, laying a lasting foundation for national growth and prosperity. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. This morning, it's looking clean with waves around 2+ feet. Conditions should hold steady through the morning before shifting to fair by early afternoon. Winds are currently offshore at 2 miles per hour, but will switch to onshore by late morning at 4 miles per hour. Best time to ride is at 9 a.m. with a 6-foot high tide, when the southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 14 seconds, and the offshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first high tide on Monday will be 5.5 feet at 9 a.m., followed by a 1/2-foot low tide just after 3:30. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 67 degrees for the water temperature. Tuesday offers consistent 2 to 3 feet with clean conditions and light winds, ideal for a fun session. Wednesday sees a slight increase to 2+ feet, maintaining clean conditions early. The winds pick up later, creating choppy surf. Thursday drops back to 1 to 2 feet with fair conditions, making it less favorable compared to the previous days. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 62 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 6:13, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:04. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog before 11 a.m., then mostly sunny skies with a high near 72. And a light south wind. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 60 and calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather, Tuesday will be sunny with a high near 69 and a west-southwest breeze up to 10 miles per hour. Patchy fog is possible each night and morning, with lows in the upper 50s and mostly sunny days through Friday, rising to near 71 on Friday. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, 3 more deaths in Los Angeles County have been linked to kratom, a synthetic compound according to the County Department of Public Health. This brings the total number of recent overdose deaths related to kratom in LA County to 6, with victims aged between 18 and 40. Gary Tsai, director of the Los Angeles County Department of Public Health Substance Abuse Prevention and Control Bureau, emphasized that these products are dangerous and advised the community to avoid using kratom-related products altogether. Public health officials have raised concerns about the potential for kratom abuse due to its ability to bind to opioid receptors in the body. Some California communities, including San Diego, have prohibited the sale and possession of kratom. Now on to sports. The Blue Jays insisted they were right where they wanted to be, and they proved it. Inside a packed and deafening Rogers Center, Toronto staved off elimination with a 6-2 victory over the Mariners, forcing a decisive Game 7 in the American League Championship Series. Trey Yesavage carried a shutout into the sixth inning, while Addison Barger and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. homered. As Jay's manager, John Schneider, predicted, his club did not buckle after their crushing Game 5 loss. This will be the first American League Championship Series, Game 7, in Mariners history. One club will advance to face the Dodgers in the Fall Classic. Tonight is Game 7 on Fox, with the first pitch at 7 Eastern. And last night on Sunday Night Football, the 49ers beat the Falcons at home, 32-10. Mac Jones was 17 for 26, with 152 passing yards, no passing touchdowns, and one interception. Michael Penix Jr. was 21 for 38, with 241 passing yards, one touchdown, and no interception. And tonight, on Monday Night Football, we have another doubleheader with the 5-1 Bucks at the 4-2 Lions, starting at 7 Eastern on ESPN. The Lions are favored by 5.5, with the over-under set at 52.5. And starting at 10 Eastern, we have the 2-3 Texans at the 4-2 Seahawks on ABC. The Commanders are favored by 3.5, with the over-under at 41.5. In local sports, yesterday afternoon, the Chargers lost to the Colts in Los Angeles, 38-24. Justin Herbert was 37 for 55, with 420 passing yards, 3 passing touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. Daniel Jones was 23 for 34, with 288 passing yards, 2 touchdowns, and no interceptions. This Thursday night, the 4-3 Bolts take on the 3-3 Vikings in Los Angeles on Thursday Night Football. And yesterday morning in London, the Rams smoked the Jags 35-7. Matthew Stafford was 21 for 33, with 182 passing yards, 5 passing touchdowns, and no interceptions. Next week, the Rams are on a bye. In top news, something from space may have just struck a United Airlines flight over Utah. The National Transportation Safety Board confirmed on Sunday that it is investigating an airliner that was struck by an object in its windscreen mid-flight over Utah. The agency stated NTSB gathering radar, weather, flight recorder data on the social media site X. The strike occurred during a flight from Denver to Los Angeles on Thursday. Images shared on social media showed that one of the large windows at the front of the aircraft was significantly cracked. The captain described the object that hit the plane as space debris, although this has not been confirmed. The aircraft safely landed at Salt Lake City International Airport after being diverted. In business news, Costco recently made some significant changes for executive members, introducing a small yet valuable benefit that was not widely publicized. The chain has added new operating hours, opening earlier for executive members, a move aimed at rewarding the customer base that drives most of its sales. During a fourth quarter earnings call, CEO Ron Vacris explained that these new hours have increased weekly U.S. sales by about 1%. Additionally, Costco introduced a $10 credit per month on Instacart purchases over $150. Executive members represent a significant portion of paid memberships and worldwide sales, highlighting their importance to the company. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 2% over the weekend to $111,000. Ethereum is up 4%. To just under 4,100. And XRP is up 5% to $2.46. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Earth has had a weird glitch for 8 million years, and it is getting weirder. The South Atlantic anomaly is a particularly weak region of Earth's magnetic field, stretching from South America to Western Africa. This anomaly allows charged particles to reach Earth's surface, which can cause chaos for satellites. The South Atlantic anomaly is expanding, and researchers are using the European Space Agency's Swarm satellites to track changes. Pris Finlay, professor of geomagnetism, notes that while the anomaly weakens, the area of strong magnetic field in Siberia has increased. The Swarm satellites are expected to provide better insights as solar activity decreases. And in entertainment news, Aziz Ansari stars in his directorial debut, featuring Keanu Reeves as Gabriel, an angel helping humanity in good fortune. Gabriel humorously reflects on the challenges of being a guardian angel for those who text while driving. In this witty script, Ansari addresses wealth inequality from the perspective of gig economy workers. Gabriel, a misfit in need of assistance, intervenes in the life of Arj, a struggling documentary film editor. After a series of unfortunate events, Arj learns that wealth has its downsides through a magical twist. While the film offers insightful commentary, some moments feel awkwardly strident. Overall, Good Fortune successfully combines humor and heart, showcasing strong performances, particularly from Reeves. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, Zig Ziglar. And he said, "Success means doing the best we can with what we have. Success is the doing, not the getting. In the trying, not the triumph. Success is a personal standard, reaching for the highest that is in us, becoming all that we can be." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings Venice Beach.